Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I come to you with very, very grave tidings. You've talked about the RAND Corporation, the threat continuum, escalation ladder that goes from 1 into the low 40s. We are now beginning into the high 30s, and we are following an exact war game pattern for war with Russia in Eastern Europe throughout the decades and decades of the Cold War. Macron, the deranged president of France, is waging war against his own people, is openly saying they're preparing to send in French troops to directly battle the Russians who decisively won the war in Ukraine. Remember, the West 10 years ago overthrew the Ukrainian elected government and started this. Lord Soros and others openly brag about it on CNN. And so now that they have failed at that level, you have Sweden entering NATO. We have Macron and NATO announcing today that they're going to load high-powered hydrogen bombs that could destroy cities the size of Moscow with a single bomb onto fighter bombers and are deploying them to the borders of NATO countries with Russia. Now, remember, when all this is going on, it's because whether you're in the Netherlands or the UK or France or Germany, they're all globalist politicians and they're all in deep trouble. And their entire agenda is in shreds. Same thing here in America. Everybody knows Biden's going to lose the landslide despite all the fraud. So they want to be able to cancel elections all over the Western world. Attacking Russia is the secondary target. As they escalate war with Russia, the main target are Western countries being absorbed, being eaten, being liquidated by the globalists right now. So that is the main central reason that this is unfolding right now. We are being digested. The borders are being erased. The families are being destroyed. The currencies are being debased. They're bringing in the new cashless global society. The EU's already launched it. China's already launched it. The Federal Reserve is preparing to launch it. They need a big war for the end of the old political system. It is the Ides of March, March 15th, 2024, on this Emergency Friday broadcast. I am live via the phone. Just as I filed several viral reports yesterday, I will be filing viral reports coming up in the first and second hour on the global crisis that we are already deeply into. We have current heads of NATO. We have current heads of the defense departments in Europe. We have the former MI6 spy chief saying, we are already at war with Russia. Putin threatened the use of nuclear weapons. So NATO continues to move weapons up to their borders. Putin has always made good on his threats. And Macron said, we are ready for hydrogen bomb war. And has, that's a quote. The articles are on InfoWars.com or just type in Macron war. They are loading the nuclear weapons that they've already been loaded onto the stealth fighter bombers and are moving them up to the border with Russia right now. So this is all being done to create a global instability because the EU is in deep trouble. Joe Biden's in deep trouble. None of this is to say that Vladimir Putin's a good guy, but they know exactly how Vladimir Putin is going to be responding to all of this. So again, I'll be filing more special reports with all the documentation, but I wanted to call in at the start of the show because Owen Schroyer and others are about to take over. And just to let you know that we should all be praying for peace and really realizing we have a very, very sick globalist elite in control of our country. And now they're starting a fight with one of the biggest, if not the biggest, nuclear powers in the world. China is guaranteed to make their move on Taiwan as this crisis deepens. And even Macron, the rest of globalists admit that they're totally discredited at home and discredited worldwide. And so they're doubling down like Napoleon and Hitler did in direct confrontation with Russia. This is about global domination, ladies and gentlemen. So on this March 15th Friday edition, we're going to be breaking a lot of this down. All right, stay- stay with us. We're taking a one-minute break, and Owen Schroyer will be taking over. Again, I'll be back with special video reports, shot in the field. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Wow. An honor, a privilege to be here with you, hosting The Alex Jones Show on this Friday, March 15th, 2024, live stream from the InfoWars World Headquarters. That's right. The broadcast, the radical left extremists, the broadcast, the corrupt globalist, the broadcast that the secret cabals bent on world domination tried to ban is still here on air. And you're still tuning in, and that alone is a victory. Look at these stacks of news. Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade prosecuting the Trump Georgia case are both confirmed liars. And even the judge has to recognize and admit that they are both liars. But then says they can continue the case under one condition. One of the liars has to be removed from the prosecution. Not both liars, just one. As if that's a trustworthy process. But then you find out that the judge himself donated to Fannie Willis's campaign. And so did the judge's wife. I wonder if there was any backroom deals or negotiations cut while the donations from the judge to Fannie Willis were being made. Of course there were. You really think a judge and an attorney aren't communicating when their campaign donations are coming in? So the judge says, well, you're a liar. You're both liars. You've been caught lying on record in my courtroom, but you can continue the case, but just one of you has to leave the courtroom. Yeah. Yeah. But it gets worse, so we're going to be covering those developments today. Joe Biden was on the campaign trail. Joe Biden was seen on the campaign trail. There were some problems for Joe. He was being protested while on the campaign trail. He was also caught on video, dazed and confused. And it would appear what had happened, there was a camera angle or an opportunity to film Joe Biden when it wasn't supposed to be there. He was taking a breath or just stepping aside from whatever this awkward event was where nobody showed up. I mean, imagine Joe Biden can just float around and just shuffle around and nobody goes to his events. They're not even rallies. He shows up at a random black family's home in Ohio and brings them fried chicken. And then he goes to Michigan or Pennsylvania to these tiny small venues or these private homes, and nobody really promotes the events. You have like a 24, 48-hour notice if you're a Biden supporter and you want to show your support. And it's all done by design. You can't have a Joe Biden rally. Not just because Joe Biden isn't physically fit or mentally fit to have a rally. You can't have a Joe Biden rally because nobody would show up and a Trump rally would break out down the street. And then there'd be more people at the Biden rally to support Trump than Biden. So he wanders off, he shuffles off, he's supposed to be getting a breath of fresh air. There's some cameras rolling and you can see how dazed and confused he is in the haze of it all. And then the White House Karen handlers come out and scream and yell, "Oh, no filming, get up, get away, run away, no, you can't be here." You can't see how failed Joe Biden is. You can't see how confused and dazed Joe Biden is. And there's a continuation of the far left that has classically, traditionally, always been anti-Israel. Now it's just fuming again because of what's going on in the Gaza Strip. So they're protesting Joe Biden everywhere he goes. And then you have actual leaders from the Arab world that are supposed to be meeting with Joe Biden, and he keeps canceling the meetings, and so they're furious. So we got all that coming up for you, plus the latest poll numbers, and we do a compare and contrast where we're at in 2016, where we were at in 2020, and where we're at today. So we'll go back to February and March of 2016, what the poll said. We'll go back to February and March in 2020, what the poll said, and then we're going to show you the February and March 2024 polls, and it certainly tells a story. It certainly tells a story. And then we got some other news coming out of the Biden White House that might just shock and horrify you as well. Then you have the Biden border invasion. I have some very disturbing news on that. We have these gangs coming in, and they have all these different initiations. You got to kill somebody, you got to rape somebody, you got to kidnap somebody, you got to go do a home invasion, a burglary. So you got that going on. Then you have airports, international airports, that are being overrun with illegal immigrants, like Chicago O'Hare. And they're just spreading measles, and they're just spreading other viruses that cause you to have diarrhea. And where are they living? Where are they camping out? At the airport. At the international airport. Isn't that nice? Are you flying through Chicago O'Hare anytime soon? This is just, oh my gosh. And then we've got some numbers we can crunch. How much do you think is being spent in New York City per year, according to their own numbers? How much do you think is being spent per year on illegal immigrants in New York City alone? No. I'm really asking you. I want you to just come up with a number in your head. What do you think the number is? How many dollars a year are being spent on illegal immigrants in New York City alone? Come up with a number in your head, and we'll revisit this. What do you think that number is? What do you think the number is? How many dollars per year on illegal immigrants in New York City? We've got the number, according to their own reports. So the number might shock you, but let's just see. Let's just see what you think it is. And then we'll tell you what it is coming up later. And now the Biden administration says they're going to use Guantanamo Bay as a processing center for Haitian migrants. Now, let's translate this. Do you know what this means? Do you know what this means? They're going to be bringing in the Haitians. The Haitian migrants inbound. That's what it means. That's what it means. And then the far left radical LGBTQ club and everything else they got going on. I mean, this stuff is really just so insane. And I covered this earlier this week, but it's really, I should almost bring it back for the sake of the other developing news stories, where you had a second grade teacher, I believe it was a second grade teacher, it was a grade school teacher, who had a secret LGBTQ club for kids. Secret. Yeah. Secret LGBTQ club for kids. And he had the secret meetings during lunch so that it was not after hours, so that the parents wouldn't know. And it was communicated to make sure you don't tell your parents. This is a safe space. We don't tell our parents anything that goes on at the secret sex club for kids as young as 12 years old. Yeah. You think that teacher votes Democrat? LGBTQ sex club for kids. Secret from the parents. So it was an older story, but for the sake of...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Suicide. And doesn't that just tell you everything? Doesn't that just tell you everything? The Democrats are more concerned about sexually confusing children and sexually indoctrinating children than they are about the veterans. But you know, there's kind of another larger story here, and maybe I'll just kind of use this as a breaking point, and then we'll start to dive into some of this news. Why don't we hear more about veterans that commit suicide? Why don't we use veterans as a juxtaposition as far as who gets priority and who gets better treatment in this country, say, just compared to illegal immigrants? Veterans committing suicide, veterans living in poverty, veterans that are homeless, veterans that can't get medical care. Why? Why are veterans discounted like that? Specifically, why are veterans discounted like that by the U.S. government, by Congress, by all these bureaucracies and institutions? Why do veterans get thrown to the back of the line? Why do they get discounted? Well, because the big secret is, the open secret is, that the U.S. government really has no care, no concern, or any respect for members of the military. They don't. It's all fake. I would say Trump might be the one that cared about them. He might be the only one, really. Most of the other support is just totally fake. Why? Because the military-industrial complex now runs our military. So when you sign up to join the military or you go fight in one of these modern-day wars, you're not fighting for America. You're not fighting to protect America. You're not fighting for our rights. You're fighting for the military-industrial complex. You're fighting for the profit of Washington, D.C., the Pentagon, the shareholders, the stockholders. You're not fighting for America. So every time they vote for these wars, every time they expand their presence around the world, every time they send you to fight, they know they're lying to you. They know they're setting you up with no regard for you or your safety. So when that's how the members of the military get treated in service, how do you think they're going to be treated when they get out of service? You're not going to be treated. You're going to go to the back of the line. You're going to get skipped. You're going to get forgotten. Because they just use you. They use you for their own wars, regime change wars, false flag events, military industrial complex profits. So right out of the gates when you sign that line, they view you as cannon fodder. And once you leave, they have no use for you anymore. And there's no grandiose celebration. There's no big parades. Why? Because they don't want people to care about you. It's not a winning issue for them politically. Oh, but illegal immigrants. Now they can virtue signal. Now they can tell you Republicans are xenophobic. Now they can bring in massive voter blocks that they think can help them win elections. So the illegal immigrants get free health care and the vets get left behind. The illegal immigrants get access to all these facilities and hotels and rec centers, and the veteran is homeless on the street. And when you treat your veterans like that, you're really in a bad place, aren't you? You really are in a bad place. And I think it just goes to show you, it's one thing you can look at and say, how do you treat your servicemen and women and your veterans? And when you treat them like that, your country is going to be in a very bad place. And we are. By the way, on that issue, yeah, there's Joe Biden checking his watch with the Gold Star families there, seeing their dead children come home in caskets. And Joe Biden's checking his watch. He's got an ice cream social to attend. Or maybe he needed his butt wiped with his stupid little mask. Speaking of that, we do have actually a stack of war news as well. And NATO's just completely lost it. But the problem is, most of this saber rattling, most of this chest bumping and pumping from NATO and the U.S. and the West is actually rather hollow. And they're starting to learn this the hard way. Every time they want to ramp up their war against Russia, they look at their stockpiles and they say, oh, wait a second. We gave all of our weapons and ammunition to Ukraine, and it's gone now. I guess we better back off. It's like if you want to hop in your car and go on a road trip, you turn the car on, there's no gas. It's like, oh, guess I'm not going on a road trip. But then they put out these graphics showing how NATO could nuke Russia. I mean, it's just disgusting. And we fund it all, but they don't even have the weapons. Because they gave them all to Ukraine and now they're gone and probably in some proxy group in the Middle East, in Syria, in Yemen. That's why they need Ukraine as a vessel state, so they can launder money and launder weapons. It's really not even that difficult. So we got all of that and more coming up today on the Alex Jones Show. We're also going to be hearing from Alex. He's got a couple other special reports that he's filing right now. And I intend to take phone calls. So, going to be a loaded day today on the Alex Jones Show. Remember to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of the flagship products, one of the original supplements, is nascent iodine. And it was such an easy answer to the question, well, what do you do about the fluoride in the water? What do you do about the chemicals in the food and the drinks that are so harmful to the health of the human body and the thyroid, and it causes so many issues? What is the answer? And it was nascent iodine. So we've come up with a lot of different products to make sure we can get a easy, absorbable, deliverable nascent iodine. And Survival Shield X3 is the latest and greatest nascent tri-iodine. It's back in stock and on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X3. 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's got the three different types of iodine and iodide in there. And the delivery system is as powerful as it gets. So for thyroid issues, for other health issues, the answer to the question, what do you do about the fluoride in the water? What do you do about the harmful chemicals in the food and the drinks that do so much damage to your body, your thyroid specifically? What is the solution? It's Survival Shield X3 Nascent Triiodine. 40% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Engaged and confused Joe Biden on the campaign trail. But that's not even fair to say the campaign trail. What campaign? What trail? There's no rallies. He has these small little events that they whisper the existence of them into the wind 24 hours before so. Because Biden can't have a rally. He can't go to an arena or go to some public event and get thousands of people to show up and cheer for him. He can't do a speech. So they don't do rallies. They do these awkward little press events where he shows up at somebody's house or shows up in some corporate office or restaurant, and then they say, Biden's campaigning. He's on the campaign trail. He had a rally today. And it's just total BS. And then he's dazed and confused, wandering around as cameras get access, basically like being backstage. They're not supposed to be there. They're not supposed to see him. And then you can see, he sees the cameras, and you're like, what am I doing here? Wait, am I the president? Am I supposed to be, where do I go? Confused and disoriented. And so when the White House Karens that really, I guess, run Joe Biden, they tell him what to do, whether they're wearing an Easter Bunny suit or just their normal clothes, they're the ones telling Joe Biden where to go and when to go there. And so when they see there's people filming Joe Biden behind the scenes and they're not supposed to be seeing Joe Biden in that state, they start to shuffle him off. And so this is what it sounds like when the White House Karens realize that, they're filming Joe Biden and he doesn't know where he is. Go ahead, guys.
We're going to take a few questions.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gotta go.
Thank you so much. Gotta go. No filming. She's like, Biden's like, well, can I take questions? Can we take questions? Am I taking questions? Because he's confused at what's going on. And then the lady's like, yeah, we can take questions, Joe. Yeah. Patting him on the head, calming him down. And then the White House Karen's kicking the gear. Everybody's gotta go. Back to the cars. You gotta go. Shutting it down. No filming, no cameras, no press. Now, folks, if you're just tuned in today or you don't follow this every day, you need to understand that is a common occurrence, whether it's in the Oval Office, whether it's at a different press event, whether it's at a public press event. The White House Karens run the show. I don't know who these women are. We found out a few of the identities. But like on Easter, well, we got Easter coming up, so maybe we'll see it again. On Easter, they put on Easter bunny suits and they direct Joe Biden around the White House lawn. Literally, Joe Biden stumbles around the White House lawn and the Easter bunnies shuffle him away and like wave at him and try to distract him. It's all these weird things they have to do to try to get him under control. They put them in Easter bunny suits. And then it's the total clown world of a frickin' Easter bunny mascot running the president around. Can you imagine if you go to a Texas Longhorns game, a football game, and the Texas Longhorn mascot goes under center to take the snap? You'd be like, what the hell? I mean, that's what this is. Why is the Easter Bunny commanding Joe Biden around and distracting him and telling him what to do? What the hell is going on here? So it's the same thing. That what you just saw at this fake campaign event with the White House Karens telling Joe Biden what to do. They run him. That's why he's always like, can I take questions? Am I allowed to take questions? Where do I go? Do I go over here or do I go over there? Who is really running the White House? So Joe Biden, dazed and confused on the fake campaign trail today. It's not a real campaign. It's not a real rally. And the public is not allowed to see him. But that's why they don't actually do events. That's why they don't say, Joe Biden is going to be in Michigan today. He's got a rally right here at 12 o'clock at noon. Because if that happened, then there'd be hundreds of Biden protesters and thousands of Trump supporters that show up. So he can't have real political events or rallies. So he has these tiny little events, and then 24 hours before, the White House says, Joe Biden's going to be in Michigan at noon. Okay, all right, we'll see you there. You got to go. Get back to your cars. Milwaukee protesters for Gaza ceasefire call out President Biden. So he has to deal with these every time he goes out. The anti-Israel left, the pro-Palestinian left, they show up every time he has a public appearance. Every time. And they're pretty much in Washington, D.C. every day now, too. Washington and Georgia protest votes raise pressure on Biden over Gaza war. Now, this has really not been good politically for Biden because, I mean, traditionally, it is the left that's been anti-Israel. And specifically after what's been going on in the Gaza Strip, they have kind of ramped up that emotion and sentiment, and that really politically comes from the left, or at least the political backlash is going to be from the left at this time because Biden is in the White House. So you have all these anti-Israel leftists on the streets, and most of it is AstroTurf, just like any other event they have, BLM, whatever. They just send out these emails and they get people to show up. But it's not just the protesters on the streets. Michigan, Arab and Muslim leaders fuming after second Biden visit this year with no meeting. So Biden has a fake campaign stop in Michigan today. He's supposed to meet with these Arab and Muslim leaders. And he no-shows. He no-shows. Now, is that because Joe Biden is too afraid to sit down and have the negotiations or the talks about how they feel about the Israel-Palestine situation in the Gaza Strip? Or is it because Joe Biden just physically can't keep up? And so he shows up, eats some fried chicken with some black folks, and then he's done for the day. So the White House says, okay, we're going to meet with these Arab leaders. We're going to meet with these Muslim leaders. We'll meet you. We'll hear you out because we have this major problem right now on the left. They don't like what's going on in the Gaza Strip, and they want to address it to Joe Biden. They might even place the blame on Joe Biden. So the White House says, hold on, we'll have a meeting. Don't blame us. Let's have a meeting. Let's hear you out. And then Joe Biden doesn't show up. Now, yesterday, Chuck Schumer went to the Senate floor and basically called for Netanyahu to go, called him a right-wing extremist and bigot, and said Israel needs to have new elections. And says, because I'm the big Jew, Chuck Schumer, that's what he calls himself, is the big Jew. But he says, I'm the highest-ranking member of Congress that also happens to be Jewish. You need to listen to me, and we need to get rid of Netanyahu, and he's a right-wing bigot. Now, how much of that is real? Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer calls for new leadership and elections in Israel because Netanyahu is an obstacle to peace. Now, how much of that is legitimate, and Chuck Schumer reading the room or being honest about the situation as he sees it, versus how much of that is lip service to the anti-Israel Democrat voters that are just wanting to hear something out of the Democrat Party, just something critical of Israel, something critical of Netanyahu. So I don't know. Might be a little of both. Is Chuck Schumer serious about regime change in Israel? Is Chuck Schumer serious when he says Netanyahu is a right-wing bigot who needs to go? Or is Chuck Schumer throwing red meat to the anti-Israel protesters and Democrat voters, knowing that Biden can't deliver there and they're suffering massively on this issue politically when it comes to potential voters in the presidential election?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Joe Biden's handlers, yeah, he's got handlers. He needs to keep his own hands off the kids, but that's a different story. He's got his own handlers.
He's the president, so he doesn't have any power, he doesn't have any control. He's got handlers. How many handlers does Joe Biden have? Not just the White House Karens that just kind of shuffle him about, but, I mean, the Chinese communists that own him. All the other deals that he and his son and brother have been cutting, 10% for the big guy. How many handlers does Joe Biden really have? Joe Biden's handlers frantically remove press after Biden once again lies about almost losing his home, cat, and Corvette to fire. This guy can't stop lying. He tells the same lies over and over, by the way. Oh, my house caught on fire. We nearly lost everything. He, like, put a Pop-Tart in the microwave with tin foil and it blew up and that was it. It's just like, it's... The guy just lies about everything. It's truly an incredible feat, the pathological liar that Joe Biden is. And we have a pathological liar in the White House. He lies about his son's death. He lies about a fire that was in his kitchen that a small dog could have put out with his urine. But that's Joe Biden. Now, this might be why Joe Biden is failing so miserably in the polls, but Let's do a compare and contrast. Let's get a full spectrum analysis of how bad Joe Biden is really doing in the polls. And I think it would probably be fair to say and to lay this out. Most polls are BS. I don't know what, I mean, polls are constantly changing. How accurate can a poll really be anyway? But I guess there's enough significance that people follow polls. And, you know, when you look at them historically and then see results, you know, maybe there's some valid reasons to look at these. But we go back and we're going to look at the previous two presidential elections and then see where we're at today. So we go back. And Ryan James Gudurski on Twitter has pulled all of this polling information from February and March 2016. And I'm not going to name all these major polling groups, but it's all major polling groups and mainstream news. I mean, basically all of them right here. And so in March and February of 2016, Hillary Clinton was leading in all the polls by an average of about plus five, depending on which poll, but on an average of about plus five. Some polls she was in double digits, plus 11 on a Fox News poll, plus 12 on an IBD poll, plus 18 on a Bloomberg poll. The only poll Trump was up on was USA Today. So again, we're looking at polls from Trump Clinton, March, February 2016. Now, this is a perfect example of are polls really that meaningful or accurate? I might have made a few personal wagers with friends that believed in the polls that Hillary would win. Mm-hmm. But you see here, oh, Clinton's ahead in all the polls. She's dominating the polls. Trump doesn't have a chance. She's on average plus five or more in all of these polls. Trump barely can even win one poll. So that was February, March 2016, and ultimately we saw the result of that election. Then you have February, March 2020, where Biden is also ahead in all the polls. A very similar situation, about average plus four, maybe a little less than Hillary, but about plus four, plus five, all the polls, couple in the double digits, and only one for Trump. Only an Emerson poll had Trump up. Otherwise, they're all Biden leading the polls. And of course, we all saw what happened in 2020. Trump won and they stole it. But okay, Hillary leading all the polls, Biden leading all the polls, Trump ends up winning on Election Day but gets one stolen. Look out, the feds could break in here and arrest me any second for this, by the way. So, is that the feds coming to arrest me for saying that they stole the election? So, Hillary up in all the polls, Trump wins. Biden up in all the polls, Trump wins, they steal it. But now look at the polls. Trump is up in all the polls. Biden is behind in most of the polls. The average poll has Trump up about 2-3 points. So February, March 2016, Trump losing all the polls, wins the election. February, March 2020, Trump losing all the polls, wins the election. They steal it from him. February, March 2024, Trump leading most the polls. What happens next? Trump wins in a landslide, but barely nicks it out with all the election fraud and voter fraud. You know, I got to say, I think Laura Trump is a smart woman. I think Laura Trump is very politically informed. And I think Laura Trump has a good idea about how the Democrats are going to try to cheat in 2024. And just 1 week into her role as co-chair at the RNC, more money is coming in, and she has established a massive election integrity front that is already kicking into gear. And they have tabulation experts and watchers. They have poll experts and watchers. They have exit data that they're going to be monitoring. They're going to have lawyers present on a lot of the sites as well. They know where to focus them. They're going to have tech experts. So, let's put it like this. If they do a ballot dump for Joe Biden for 330 mail-in ballots, 330,000 mail-in ballots at 3:30 in the morning in Michigan, someone's going to see it and it's going to get stopped. They try to pull out a bunch of secret boxes of ballots in Fulton County, Georgia, in Atlanta after the fake water main break, and then everybody leaves, and then the Democrats show up, pull out all these secret ballots and run them all through the tabulators, and they're all for Biden at 2:30 in the morning. Somebody's going to see it. You get a vote Viagra for Joe Biden at 4 o'clock in the morning when he's down by 300,000 votes and he gets 300,001 votes in a vote Viagra in the middle of the night in Wisconsin, somebody's going to notice. And they're going to have lawyers and poll watchers and tech experts and tabulation monitors. I mean, they're going to be there. They're going to be monitoring the drop boxes. So, I'm not denying that the Democrats are going to try to cheat. Of course they are. It's baked into their plan. Joe Biden sometimes tells the truth accidentally. Remember, Joe Biden says, we have the greatest election fraud operation of all time. I should probably get the exact quote. We'll give the crew a little challenge today. I bet they can find the video in less than 2 minutes till this break, though. Joe Biden said, let me try to get the exact quote. We've established the greatest election fraud operation of all time. Oops, he let the cat out of the bag. So Trump is now leading all the polls that he was never leading in the previous two presidential elections. And we have Laura Trump, co-chairing the RNC, actually taking election integrity seriously. Now, let's say you don't buy into any hope coming from any of this. Well, there's still the measurement of the American people. And if 40% of people, and this number goes up every day, if 40% of people today don't think that Joe Biden won the 2020 election legitimately, imagine what that number will be in 2024. Or imagine the chaos that the Democrats are going to create for themselves politically should they refuse to nominate Joe Biden at the DNC in August in Chicago. Because ultimately, every Democrat that goes out and votes in the primary, it means nothing. The Democrat superdelegates control the nomination. Your vote means nothing. And that just shows you the larger plan for the Democrat Party. They just want to have one-party rule. Your vote means nothing. So we got it going on. Do we have it before the break? Go ahead.
...in the history of American politics. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I believe Joe Biden. I believe Joe Biden when he says that. Maybe he was honest for once.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.